Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Donato Grosser, a consultant in the ceramic tile market. Donato, how are you doing?
I'm very fine. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Good to get you here at the beginning of the year. I want to talk to you about the market dynamic, especially related to the changes with Chinese imports. We'll get to that in just a minute. Let me just ask you, though, Donato, how many years have you focused your life on the tile market?
Well, many years, yes. About 1980s, something like that, yeah.
Most people, it's not new news to talk about the fact that thanks to countervailing duties, Chinese tile coming over to the United States now has duties on it that make it no longer competitive. Tell us what that's going to do to the business.
The first determination is from the U.S. Department of Commerce that there is for compensative duties because of subsidies that Chinese companies receive in China from the government. There's been an average of 103.77%. At the same time, now there is another investigation about anti-dumping, which means that Chinese companies sell at prices in the United States lower than they sell in their own market. These duties would add one to the other, which means now you have already 103.77%, and then you may have the anti-dumping, and so that's maybe to 200-300%, we don't know, which the importers have to put a deposit for the value of this preliminary duty. Basically, when you have 100% duty or more than 100% like now, that the importers have virtually stopped importing ceramic tile from China except a few items that they can sell in the market because they are in great demand. Last year, 2018, and this year would have been the same thing approximately. So we had a market of, let's talk in square meters, and if one wants to make a conversion, you multiply by 10.8 and you have the square feet. We had about a market of 290 million square meters in the United States, and of which about 64 million square meters, or 22% of the whole market, was Chinese imports. Mm-hmm. Now, if we take off this about 60 million square meters, which is about 660 million square feet from the market, now abruptly you find yourself with enormous scarcity of ceramic tile in the American market. Now, who is going to fill up this gap? Mm-hmm. In part, American manufacturers were working about at 8% capacity. If they go almost at full capacity, they may add another 20 million square meters or 220 million square feet, but still we are two-thirds missing. Most large importers imported from China who had a certain type of prices there don't want to buy from American manufacturers. American manufacturers will sell to the builders and directly, and the large importers or importers who import from China are looking for other foreign importers with comparable quality and comparable prices. And the first indication is that they're going to try to buy from countries like India, Turkey, Spain, Taiwan, Malaysia. These are the countries that they're looking for to supply what is missing in the market. The question is, it will take a while because you cannot just fill up that gap immediately within a few months. So probably it will be scarcity of ceramic tile in the market and prices will go up.
Okay. So you just said a lot, and let me just clarify a couple things. So this duty is in play right now. I mean, so the spigot is turned off for China because it's just no longer affordable, except for certain little accent pieces. So as we look at the American market and the channels to how the consumer gets the product, most of what was being pulled out of China and sold to the U.S. was coming through the home centers, through Floor and Decor, and there's those three big distributors. There's, you know, Bedrosian's and MSI and Emser. Basically, those companies, all of those that we just mentioned, are going to have to resource. They're going to have to find other places, right?
Yeah, the interesting thing is because resourcing, okay, they can go to find out other suppliers abroad, but there is indication that some of these companies, they know that won't be able to get right away everything, or maybe won't be able to get everything they need. For example, MSI, who has some of the smartest people in the business, they already made a joint venture with a quartz manufacturer in the United States to supply for kitchen countertops, yeah. And that there is a big scarcity because there is also there was also there anti-dumping or compensatory duty action and the final decision on that, and that you cannot get them anywhere, so that you need the manufacturing in the United States, and this is, could be extremely profitable. That
one of the point I'd like to make is that the products that are coming out of China are not your most creative, artistic. They're generally your, you know, blow and go, lower feature products. So you're saying that some of that market will be absorbed out of India, out of Turkey, out of Spain, and then some of it will come from U.S. manufacturing. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. I'm not too sure that you can say that Chinese products were so inferior. Mm-hmm. In fact, I have indications that in several stores, specialized ceramic tile retailers, mm-hmm. who sold to designers, they sold very well also Chinese porcelain tiles because they were not so, for somebody who doesn't look for the latest fashion, they were maybe just fine.
I see.
And the price was very attractive. It is not so true to say that we're just run-of-the-mill products. They had also decent quality. Today, you know, today everybody uses the same machinery, basically, in the world to manufacture their products. So the advantage in ceramic tile today is either you have price or you have design.
Yeah.
And you have to sell on two things. And if you have design, you can sell at a higher price. If you don't have design, you sell based on price.
Yeah, that's why I made that comment, because as you track the price per meter or per foot, Chinese tile is usually coming in at a lower price. Let's move to another topic. I know you're going to continue to track this, and we'll continue to use you as a barometer for what's going on. But I want to point out that when I introduced you at the beginning, I didn't say that you were part of Ceramic Tiles of Italy, because you're a free agent now, right?
Yes, I'm not a consultant for the Italians anymore, mm-hmm. and been a nice long run with them, and I enjoyed it very much, and I learned a lot, and now I'm on my own, yes.
Okay, all right. And if anybody wants to get a hold of Donato, they can contact me for more market intel as you continue to track this. Donato, thanks for speaking to us today and telling us what's going on with Chinese imports. Again, been talking to Donato Grosser, a consultant in the tile business, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.